Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sarah. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was trying to file for unemployment.
I'd be happy to help you with that. When was your last day at work?
July the 17th.
Last week.
No, that was that Thursday. No, let me take that back. Hold on a second. The last day I was there was July the 14th, that Thursday, July the 14th.
July 14th, okay, thank you. Excuse me. May I please have your social?
423-197-815.
423-197-815.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Will you please verify your full name, your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your state ID number?
My birthday, my full name, Shante Jackson Williams, 10/26/1984. My mother's name is Anita Honey Jackson.
What's your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name is Connie. My maiden name is Jackson.
Okay. I thought you were saying Connie Jackson, but you just said Connie, and then your last name. Okay. What is your ID number?
6304. Hold on.
Okay, good enough. Okay, you said your last day working was the 14th, June 14th.
It was July, that Thursday.
Okay.
That Thursday on the 14th, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And my ID number is 6304-07.
Thank you. This is your first claim for this year.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Shante Jackson. Have you worked under any other name other than Shante Jackson? Yes or no?
Shante Williams is my married name. Jackson is my maiden name.
Okay, we're going to have to add that in, okay? Jackson is your maiden name and Williams is your married name.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's put that in.
And my mother's maiden name is Connie, but her married name is Jackson.
Okay. U-N-T-A-E Shante Williams. I'm adding that because we just have Shante Jackson on here.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, they had
I'm
the same person.
I know. I'm just thinking to see what's the best way to do it. I think I'm going to take Jackson out and put Shante Williams in there and then put Shante Jackson as your main name.
Right.
Okay. A-C-K-S-O-N. And then up here, I'll take Jackson out and put Williams. It's W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Ma'am.
W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Yes, ma'am.
And then... So I have Shante E. Williams. Other name worked under Shante Jackson, because that's your maiden name.
Yes, ma'am.
Date of birth, October 26, 1984.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, these questions we have to ask everybody, Shante. What is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, yes or no?
No, ma'am, no.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days, yes or no?
No.
No. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
Ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Last grade, 12.
Thank you. I'm going to read this to you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The card.
Thank you. Hi. Do you already have the card?
I don't know where it is.
Okay, well, you may not know where it is. You may have to look for it a little bit. If you can't find it, take this number down so you can call and get a replacement.
Okay. I think I know where it is. But I'll take the number down.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 800.
Okay.
499. 2035. Okay. Okay. Just in case you can't find, you can call and get a have them send you out a replacement.
Yes, ma'am. I think I can.
Yeah. Because the state will put, they're going to think you have it. So if you get approved,
okay,
they will add money to the card. And if you don't have the card, you know, there's money just sitting there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, what's your mailing address, Shante?
901 Avenue H. Bessemer, Alabama, 35020.
Thank you so much for that. Okay. Is your residence address different from the above mailing address, yes or no?
No.
Wait a minute. What was your address again?
901 Avenue H, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year, yes or no?
Ma'am?
Has your address changed in the last year, yes or no?
No.
What is a primary telephone number?
My telephone number?
Yeah, a number that we can reach you back on.
Oh, okay. 205-516-8531. I'm sorry, my phone kind of acting up. Working up bad.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to verify your address? We have 901 Avenue H, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. These are security statements. In which of the following cities have you attended college? Baltimore, Brainerd, Columbia, Scuba, none of the above.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Let me go step outside. It's like everybody wants to talk to someone. I'm on the phone. Hold on, because my phone breaking up real bad in here.
Okay.
Okay. Ask me one more time.
In which of the following cities have you attended college? Baltimore, Brainerd, Columbia, Scuba. None of the above.
None of the above.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1601 Batts Street, 25 Shays Street, 5982 Waterside Drive, 397 Bowweaver Lane.
25 Shays Street. And what was the last, the other one you said,
1601 Batts Street, B-A-T-T-S.
Oh, no, ma'am, 25 Shays Street.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Adamsville, Opelika, Montgomery, Athens.
None of the above.
None of the above.
You said which city have I lived in?
May have gone to school. I worked in. It's Adamsville.
Oh, none of the above.
None of the above. Okay. Just waiting on the page to load. What month was Timothy Williams born in? May, July, September, November, none of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
July.
Thank you. Which of the following streets have you never lived on or used as your address? Sooner Parkway North, Southwest, 26th Street Southwest, Norwood Avenue, 901 Avenue, all of the above.
26th Street Southwest, that's Birmingham, 901 in Lemo, you say 1105. I know the last three, not the first one, but the last three.
Okay, let me repeat them again. Said these are ones that you never used as an address. Have you ever lived on Sooner Parkway North?
No.
Okay, let me check that one. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. You said the last day of work was the 14th.
Yes, ma'am. That Thursday.
Thank you. All right, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Can you repeat that?
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Between 15 to 25.
No, I'll put 25.
Okay.
Thank you. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15.
Okay, 15, 25 miles and $15. Thank you. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? No.
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What was your job title when you were working?
Operation manager.
Okay. OPERAT. Operation manager. Okay, will you tell me what you did as an operational manager?
I unloaded and loaded trucks. I worked for FedEx, making sure all the merchandise had the correct address, correct labels, and making sure all the merchandise was getting loaded correctly onto the correct truck.
With the unload,
I was unloading off the line to put on the line to load on another line to load onto the truck.
I'm trying to find a description for you.
Ma'am? I'm
trying to find a description for you.
Oh, okay.
Plan and direct and coordinate the storage and distribution operation within an organization.
Yes.
Thank you. And what company did you work for?
FedEx.
Thank you. Okay, just a minute. Okay, now we're doing employment details. What is FedEx telephone number?
Well, I'm gonna give you a number. It's gonna go, they don't have a direct number. This is gonna go to the senior manager. His number is 1-865-304-0249.
865-304-0249.
The area code is 1-865-304-0249.
Thank you. We can't put the one in there.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. My bad.
Thank you. What's your employment start date?
I want to say October the. It was October, man. I want to say October the 2022.
2021.
Then your
last day was the 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
What city that you work in?
Bethlehem.
Thank you. Three questions and one. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, yes or no?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer, yes or no?
No.
And why are you no longer working?
I had COVID, and they put me in as no call, no show. But I had all my I still have all my paperwork, but I just got over the COVID.
Yeah. How you feeling behind that?
It's still, the symptoms still the same. Like, I don't have a cold, but I still can't taste, and I still can't smell, but they say I don't have COVID. But I know a lady that had when it really first hit, right now to this day, she still can't smell or taste. But the food be good to us. Like, I know it's good, but I can't taste it or smell it. And I feel normal. And when I went to the doctor, showing that I don't have COVID no more or nothing.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
It is, but it I don't wish that on nobody. Like, people be playing, but, like, I don't wish that on nobody. And, like, for them to just put me in for no call, no show, not to even though I even talked to the manager, the senior manager whose number I gave you, he said, are you resigned? I said, no, sir. I said, I didn't even know they had fired me. A coworker called me and said, you know they terminate you. I said, girl, I'm here sick. I said, how they terminate me? I said, because all of us had caught COVID. The person that called me, she the one gave it to me. Somebody else gave it to her, and two more other managers called it. My manager, the one that's over, he didn't call and tell me I was fired, and then I had to hear from another coworker that I was fired. I even told the senior manager, get what that man told me. Okay, I'm going to check into it, copy that. Wow, like, what if I would have died? That's what y'all would have told my family. I'm sorry for your loss. Like, why? Like, oh, okay. So y'all fired me without even hearing me. They didn't even call me and ask me what was wrong or nothing. I'm sitting here fighting for my life.
I'm sorry to hear that. Listen, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
No.
Your temporary PIN is 1584.
1584, let me write that down. Okay.
This is your closing statement, Shante.
Ma'am.
This is your closing statement.
This is my closing statement?
Yes, I'm getting ready to read it to you.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to tell you what I'm doing. Okay, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim, however. You must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone, the telephone number you should call each week, if you can copy this down, please.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
205-458-2282.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday.
Okay, so I call every Sunday?
You can, every Sunday or either every Monday. Just pick a day of the week and just use that same time every time.
Okay.
All right. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Next week again will be Sunday, July 31st. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, I have questions about the information. Please call 1-800-361-4524. Shante Williams, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.